From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama has spent part of this morning honoring the return of fallen troops and Drug Enforcement Administration agents from war zones. This comes as he's in the midst of a review of U.S. strategy in Afghanistan and as violence and corruption threaten Iraq's attempts to manage its own security. Mr. Obama flew to see flag-draped transfer cases of 18 Americans as they arrived at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. Among the 18, 10 killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan on Monday. The president met privately at a base chapel with families of the dead troops and agents. House Democrats are expected to unveil the health overhaul bill they plan to debate on the floor. Debate could begin as soon as next week. Here's NPR's Julie Rovner with more.
The bill represents the merged version of the work of three separate committees, all of which completed their action last summer. What's taken so long has largely been an effort to find 218 votes from among the House's 256 Democrats. Republicans have remained basically united in their opposition. The biggest issue has been not whether to have a government-run public option that would be available to individuals and small businesses as one choice to compete with private insurance plans, but what kind. Liberals wanted that public option to pay set rates close to what the federal Medicare program offers. Moderates wanted the plan to negotiate rates with doctors, hospitals, and other health providers. So far, it looks like the moderates may prevail, not because they have more votes, but because their votes are needed to pass the bill. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Many economists are predicting a government report due out today will validate a belief that the recession has ended. NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
The gross domestic product figures are expected to show the economy grew at an annual rate of some 3%, following its deepest slump since the 1930s. But that does not mean the recession is officially over. That call goes to a private group of economists known as the National Bureau of Economic Research. Even though there have been signs of a widening recovery, it's been uneven and joblessness is expected to remain a problem. The economy has shed millions of jobs since the recession began in December 2007, and many forecasters and the Obama administration think unemployment will continue to rise and hover around 10% through most of next year. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Stock prices fell sharply across Asia today after weak U.S. reports yesterday on home sales and consumer confidence. Tokyo's Nikkei average slid to a three-week low. And on Wall Street, stocks have been mired in a losing streak with more losses yesterday. The Philadelphia Phillies got off to a quick start in the World Series last night. Cliff Lee outdid Yanks pitcher CC Sabathia, and the Phillies trounced the Yankees 6-1 in Game 1 at Yankee Stadium. Game 2 is tonight. This is NPR News. Officials in California say high winds contributed to the failure of steel rods on the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge, and they say they can't predict when the span will reopen. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The bridge has been closed to commuters since Tuesday evening when a steel crossbeam and two tie rods snapped off and fell onto the eastern span of the Bay Bridge. Three vehicles were damaged. Work crews are laboring around the clock to repair it. Caltrans spokesman Bart Ney says the bridge will not open for the Thursday morning commute.
The first thing that I would say to motorists is that you need to be at this point planning other routes around the Bay Area over the next day or so. And then as far as safety is concerned, we're doing everything possible to ensure that the bridge will be safe for the future.
The metal pieces that failed were part of a major repair job performed on the Labor Day weekend when inspectors found a crack in an I-bar beam. They say they are confident they can fix the repair. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland.
The FBI says the leader of a radical Sunni Islam group in Michigan was killed in a shootout with agents in suburban Detroit yesterday. Prosecutors say the FBI was trying to arrest Luqman Amin Abdullah. He was suspected of illegal possession and sale of firearms. Government documents say he was advocating and encouraging his followers to commit violent acts against the U.S., but the U.S. had not filed terrorism charges against him. The civil rights group founded by the late Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. will choose a new head today, and a daughter of King, the Reverend Bernice King, is one of two candidates being considered by the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. The other is Judge Wendell Griffin of Arkansas. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.